Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. I hope you're having a great weekend, and thank you so much for taking time to join me. Our live call-in number is area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Now, I'm the owner of Pages Etiquette Seminars, a company that specializes in personal and professional development training. And I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway, which is a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too, as well as What is Executive Etiquette Anyway, Key Ingredients for Building Successful Working Relationships. Now, the first book for children, What is Etiquette Anyway, it includes topics such as personal hygiene and grooming, how to write invitations, thank you notes and letters, telephone manners, being polite, posture and poise, self-esteem and confidence, and just so much more. Social etiquette topics for children. Now, the second book, which is What is Executive Etiquette Anyway, Key Ingredients for Building Successful Working Relationships, all that includes topics such as customer service, tipping, thinking about conducting business overseas, thank you notes, interview etiquette, networking. So that also covers a wide variety of topics as well. And, of course, both the books are, as well as the affirmations, CDs, and posters, and other motivational materials, they're all available on the website, which is www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, www.pagesetiquette.com. Now, for the new listeners, I always like to begin this show by telling you a little about the origin of the word etiquette. Now, of course, etiquette is a fancy word for manners, but the word etiquette actually comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Now, the word etiquette is frequently mispronounced, being called etiquette, and usually the reason for that is since the spelling is E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, the Q normally does make the sound, but since this word actually is from a French word meaning ticket, the Q actually adopts the sound of the K. And I always say, if you say the word slowly, you will hear yourself say ticket in the word. So in saying the word slowly, etiquette. So there you have it. And just think, you'll never mispronounce this word again, because you'll remember that it comes from ticket, making the word etiquette, okay? And I always say that if you have good etiquette, you hold the ticket to society. Now, wouldn't you like to hold the ticket to society? I know I certainly do. Now, once again, welcome to the talk show version again of What is Etiquette Anyway? Now, my major purpose for hosting this show is to help make the world a polite place to live, which includes teaching and encouraging people, you know, how to be just considerate and courteous in every situation, and just remembering that it's just simply nice to be nice. Now, today's topic is etiquette in the supermarket, etiquette in the supermarket, or perhaps lack thereof. And this is actually part two. During our last show, due to the technical difficulties, we were really only able to get one caller on. So we had so many callers that were wanting to talk about this topic, we decided to do a part two. So today we're just going to give the callers another opportunity to share, you know, your thoughts in part two of Etiquette in the Supermarket. Now, part of the research for this show included interviewing customers, managers, and, of course, other store personnel. And some of the information received was unbelievable, but it was true. And, of course, we'll discuss some of my findings as well as my personal pet peeves. But right now, I would like to hear from you. Once again, our number is 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Let me know, what have you observed while shopping? And I think we'll just go ahead and go to our first caller. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Line one.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Ms. Donna, this is Ayana.
Hi, Ayana, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for calling. What is etiquette anyway? And, of course, you know we're talking about etiquette in the supermarket.
Right.
And if you would, tell everyone, and you said, Ms. Ayana, tell everyone where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And you are one of the youth, correct?
Right.
Oh, wonderful. This is fabulous. Just what do you think about, I know you've had opportunities to shop in the supermarket, and what are some of the things that you've observed in the supermarket?
My biggest pet peeve is when people leave, like, raw meat, if they get it out of the refrigerated section of the supermarket, and then they end up not buying it, if they just put it back on the shelf, like any random shelf.
Yes, yes, that is excellent. And, of course, that is so inconsiderate,
right,
isn't it?
Yes.
So very, very inconsiderate. And, you know, that is so important, you know, like you're saying, to make sure if you change your mind, it's okay to change your mind, but just simply, you know, return it back to the refrigerated area. And, you know, and it kind of makes you think, you know, when you walk, now that you mention that, Ayana, it kind of makes you think that, wow, once you go up to the meat department and you're getting ready to purchase something, this is going to kind of make me think, wow, am I getting ready to purchase something that maybe someone left out, you know,
right,
in the canned food aisle for a minute,
mm-hmm,
and then somebody just happened to pick it up and take it and put it back over there. So that is so true. Anything else you've noticed or, you know, could be shopping just period that might, you know,
another thing is when people, like, open up the goods before buying it, it's kind of a little tacky when you're in line and you're like, oh, you can ring this up too, and it's like an open bag of chips.
Yes. This is wonderful, Ayana. And, you know, I'm so glad you called in. Oftentimes I hear, you know, people are always saying, oh, the young people, they need manners, and I don't know what's wrong with these young people these days. But by you calling in just goes to show you, it's not just the young people. There are a lot of young people that are out of control, but there are other young people like you that are very conscious and very on top of, you know, proper etiquette. And there are a lot of older people, you know, that need to be reminded to have good manners as well. And Ayana is actually one of my students, and she is just, she's great. She's been very great in class. We've had a wonderful opportunity in our session, and she is certainly an excellent etiquette. She's a walking etiquette piece.
Thank you, Donna.
You are so welcome. I'm so glad you called in, and, you know, please tell your mom I said hi, and your dad as well, and you just keep, you know, with your friends, you know, since you, you know, kind of are like an etiquette police now because you, you know, you know so much and you're so conscious. You know, I hope you're sharing, you know, a lot of information with your friends because it's just a matter of, you know, teaching other people just to be polite and to be, you know, kind and considerate.
Right.
And you certainly have that down pat, and I appreciate that. Anything else that just kind of gets on your nerves or you want to talk about?
That's about it.
Yes. Well, great. Well, Ayanna, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
And you keep up your good etiquette, okay?
I will.
Okay. Take care. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Okay, that is just wonderful. That is just a great example of, it's just a wonderful example of a young person that called in as very concerned, you know, about etiquette and just kind of letting us, you know, sharing with us the observations that she has made. That's excellent. Okay, let's go to see if we can pull another caller. Let's see, we can pull another call. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, wonderful. Can you
call me? Wonderful today. Thank you.
Great. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you called in. And, of course, we're talking about etiquette in the supermarket or perhaps the lack thereof. And what are some of your comments? What do you think? Tell us a little bit.
I was listening to Ayanna, and, you know, she was talking about leaving food out that should be cold. And you commented, oh, did I buy that or something like that before? And it is kind of interesting to think about that because I know a lot of times workers don't always get back to that food to put it back in time. But anyway, another one of my pet peeves is when people are shopping and they go to the line with their basket or cart or whatever and leave it in front of you. And then they're still shopping and it's time for them to go forward. Or they are already in line, they're ringing them up, and they forgot something, and it seems to take them forever to get back. I think that's kind of rude because people are behind them. They should just say, go ahead, I forgot something, or, you know, just get out of the line totally and let other people go by.
Right, that's an excellent point because, you know, oftentimes, you know, people don't want to lose their place in line, although they're not really in line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their heart is in line, but they aren't. And that's an excellent point. And I'm sure it, you know, at some time or other, we have all experienced that. And, you know, like you said, when it's time for their cart to move forward, they're nowhere to be seen. And I know, you know, before, what I have done is I've kind of scooted their cart up a little bit, just hoping that they're, you know, they're going to run around the corner at least at any moment now. But, you know, that's a great point. That is definitely, that's very, very inconsiderate. That's very inconsiderate. Talking about carts, I think we talked a little bit about this on the last show. I remember someone had called in and they were talking about the little people that actually should be in the cart, seated. They're actually pushing the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't even see them, and you just kind of see this cart coming at you. So just a reminder for the parents to make sure that you, although, you know, little Johnny or Susie, you know, is a great helper, it may not be a good idea for you to allow them to help you in the store with a basket, especially if they really can't. They're too short to push the basket.
Absolutely. So, especially if the parent is not there to help guide them.
Right.
And that could also be dangerous and kind of unsafe, too.
Right.
The child might get hurt or hurt someone else, like you said.
Yes, that's definitely a safety hazard. And, And on that note, we're talking about safety. Oftentimes, parents forget to strap the little kids in because there's actually like a little seat belt to snap the child in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I've walked, you know, past children in cars and they're like standing all up and, you know, trying to reach things and grab them off the shelf. And here again, that's not good. And plus, that's dangerous as well. And just to talk about pet peeves, my personal pet peeve is when you're pushing the basket or you're looking for something on an aisle and someone just pushes a basket and walks just straight in front of you. No, excuse me. No, I'm sorry. Is it okay for me to come by now? None of that. That is such a pet peeve to me. And generally, I've noticed 9 out of 10 times people do not say anything when they do that. And they see that you are really trying to spot something, you know, on that shelf. And, boy, here they come. And it just does something to me. It really is a major, you know, pet peeve of mine. And so I make sure that I say if I'm walking in front of somebody or even before, I'll usually stop when I see someone that's really trying to find something. I'll stop and just kind of wait to see if I see them move away or grab something. Or, you know, if it's taking a little while, I'll usually say, please excuse me, and then I'll go in front of them. So that is very, very important. And we, you know, have to kind of be considerate of things like that. And lo and behold, when people say excuse me, you know, when they actually do say excuse me, if they're trying to, you know, go in front of me, it's like I'm shocked. I mean, it's a good shock, but, you know, I'm shocked. And it really should be just the opposite. And, you know, a lot of times that just happens, period, when people are courteous nowadays. It's like, oh, wow, she was so courteous. And it's unfortunate that that's the case because that should be our reaction if they're not courteous. So that means, you know, that we're dealing with more selfishness than anything else. If somebody's really nice, it's like shocking. It's, you know, just like walking into a store.
Right.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I walk into a store, and if, you know, the person in the front speaks or says hello, sometimes it startles me because so seldom do you go into a store where someone speaks, you know, as far as the customer service. So that's really interesting.
Oh, yes. That was another one that I was going to mention as well, that sometimes people don't greet you or even thank you for shopping or even ask you if you found everything you needed. Because a lot of times if you shop in a place where you normally don't shop, sometimes you might miss something or not be able to find it. And I'm not saying that that is necessarily a pet peeve. I just think that in customer service, that's just good manners as far as making sure your customers get everything they need before they leave the store.
Exactly. And that's, too, just kind of letting the customer know that, you know, I know you came in. I thank you so much for coming in because you don't have to shop here. So I want to make sure that by you coming in, you are able to receive what it was you were coming for.
Right.
And when I'm in stores and they ask, you know, did you find everything you need? My response is usually, yes, and more.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like if I could have just kind of stayed on, you know, on course here and stick by my list, but oftentimes, you know, you kind of pick up a few extra things. So, yeah, that's generally my response. It's, oh, yes, and more. But I know I had talked a little bit about researching for this show, and I was just so surprised. I was speaking with a manager on yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I found this very interesting. It was from one of the drugstores, and she was telling me, and I thought it was just so incredible. She told me she had someone that came in, and this lady was determined that she was going to redeem coupons And the book of coupons was 2 years old, or they had expired 2 years ago. And you would think common sense, there's an expiration date on it, and it's actually there. But she said this woman was determined that they were going to, you know, allow her to redeem these coupons. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Now, it gets better. What she said to me after she told her they absolutely could not honor them, you know, so on and so forth, she said, after having a lengthy conversation about that, she said the next day this lady came back. Now, she said she saw her when she came in, and she knew that she was kind of looking around to see if she saw her. Well, what she said is she had a different hairstyle that next day, and so she didn't recognize her. So she said she ended up going to the pharmacy, and the cashier back at the pharmacy area, she was trying to make this young lady honor the coupon. And so she saw what was happening, and she said, you know, she kind of intercepted the lady and said, oh, ma'am, I thought we covered this on yesterday. And she said the lady turned around and looked at her and said, oh, you're still here? So I thought that was really, really interesting. But, you know, obviously she assumed that if she wasn't there, then she could try that on someone else, which that is just really, really rude. It is rude.
It is very rude. And I've worked in several different retail stores as well, Donna, and it happens more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked where people will keep a television. I worked in a place where we sold televisions. And then someone would bring that television back in after having it for over a year. I've seen one to come back over 5 years and expect us to exchange it or give them a full refund on that particular item.
Really?
And, yes. And at one time in retail, most retailers did not have a return policy per se. It was basically up to management. And in many instances, as long as that person bought something else, we would take back that item. However, in these days and times, it's 30 days, it's 15 days, it's 90 days, and you have to have a receipt. Otherwise, you will get a you know, a card or of some sort or a receipt of some sort that says you can use this amount to purchase on your next purchase. So, yes, people do bring or try to bring things back. Yes, people bring in expired coupons, rebates, or try to use rebates that have expired. And I will say currently that on yesterday, a gentleman came in line with a, I guess it was a coupon for $15 off. Clearly on that coupon, it read, I think it was March 8th through April the 15th or something like that. And believe it or not, the store management allowed that $15 to be taken off of that price. So in some instances, it works or can work. In other instances, it is just not feasible. But for 2 years, that's pretty extreme in these days and times.
She said she had an entire book, what she was determined. And I'm thinking, when she said an entire book, I automatically thought of, I know when my son was in school, I want to say maybe, I don't know, elementary or junior high school,
mm-hmm.
they sold these for fundraisers. They sold And so evidently that's what she was talking about. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the book may have been $10 or $15, but they had so many different coupons. But if I recall correctly, each and every one of the coupons had an expiration date on it.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Right. So I'm thinking.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's what it was. So evidently she didn't have an opportunity to use hers, and maybe she had lost it and just found it. But it's
mm-hmm.
too late. You know, I can see, you know, like you said, maybe a few weeks or something, depending on management
mm-hmm.
costs.
But that was very, I don't think I would have tried that 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think she tried to white out the date or anything. I thought that was unbelievable. But she said, yeah, you would be surprised. Some of the other things I found, and I am so sorry, let me give our number again. It's area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about some of the other findings, but let me pause just for a moment. I did have someone send me an email, and the email says, what would your advice be to what would your advice be in paying for your groceries with cash, and with the cash, what would you say to the cashier if they laid your money down on the counter instead of put it in your hand? And this is common. I've heard this before. Oftentimes, that's usually not good, because if you hand someone money in their hand, then proper etiquette says for you to make sure then you place their change and back into their hand. So it's perfectly okay to say, do you mind putting that in my hand for me? That is perfectly okay to say. And you could be courteous in saying that, but it is okay to say something about that, to let them know that you were slightly offended by that, and just to use common courtesy, because we always want to remember to the golden rule, and that's treat others the way you want to be treated. That's just basically what etiquette is treating others the way you want to be treated. So I wanted to certainly address that email, and that's pretty common. We've had that question come up before. I was informed about WIC customers using WIC, stating that they wanted specific brands, or I guess designer brands, and they're only supposed to get kind of the generic brands or so on and so forth. Those were some other findings that was shared with me as well. And so basically, if we can just remember the golden rule to treat others the way we want to be treated, I really think that, the world would be a more polite place to live if you were treating someone the way you would like to be treated. That is just so very, very important. And in this fast food, microwave, hurry up and get out of my way society, people are so selfish, and it's very difficult to be selfish and considerate at the same time. So, we just have to, practice being considerate and courteous. But I can't believe we have run out of time. My goodness. As I encourage you each and every week to make sure that you feel good about yourself, to be considerate of others, and also be the best you can be. And in order for you to feel good about yourself, you have to affirm yourself daily. And you cannot be considerate to others, or you'll be less likely to be considerate of others if you don't feel good about yourself. And if you are being considerate of others, then you are certainly being the best that you can be. And just simply remember, it's just nice to be nice. If you don't remember anything else, it's just simply nice to be nice. And if you would remember that. I want to, thank my callers for calling in. I thank you for the email. You can always email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. That's info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com, PAIGESETIQUETTE, pagesetiquette.com. Once again, you've been listening to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? Please join us next week for another episode of What is Etiquette Anyway? And do enjoy your holiday weekend. Please be safe. And remember, it's just nice simply to be nice. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Good night.